Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You're welcome. Do we have the easy read? We do. And we have the CEV?
Yes.
Okay. I won't need my phone then. Hallelujah. We made it. Thank God. Hey, Matt, we'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for another opportunity to be able to gather around your word with like believers and to feed our faith, Father God. I thank you, Father God, we don't come to the word with an attitude of I know it already or I know, but we come humbly, Father God. We come yielded, we come willing, we come obedient, we come with just teach us more, with an attitude of we don't know anything, so show us more light from the word so that we're able to walk further in the light of your word. And we thank you for it, Father God. I thank you my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word this morning. And not only for the congregation, but also for myself, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, I will say things that I didn't even plan on saying because of the Holy Ghost helping us. And I thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you placed on my life as the pastoral office you placed on my life, Father God. And I yield to that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The projectors fall apart, fall down. Oh, I got you. John 12:49. We can start with the easy read. Amen. The message or the title I'll tell you is, what is God's will concerning sickness? Amen. What is God's will concerning sickness? That's what I titled this one. And let me read you a couple things real fast. It says, as long as a person thinks sickness is from God, then they will entertain it and receive it. Amen. As long as a person thinks that sickness is from God, then they will entertain it and receive it. And then I wrote down, Jesus was and is God's will in action.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus was and is God's will in action. Amen. That is because what I taught was not from myself. This is Jesus talking, right?
Amen. Yes.
Okay, amen. So Jesus is saying that is because what I taught was not from myself. The Father who sent me told me what to say and what to teach. And I know that whatever he says to do will bring what? So the things I say are exactly what? Amen. What the Father told me to say. Pull that up in the Amplified, please. This is because I have never spoken on what? Amen. And that is what has happened to some of the teachings. People are talking from their experience, from what they think. But most of it is from experience, because sometimes people will say they're believing God for healing and somebody never got healed, and so they'll blame God. God, why did you put this sickness on me? God, why did you put that sickness on a family? God, why did you take, well, and that saying, well, God needed them more than you did. I don't, who created that? God didn't. Because why would God need somebody more than you did in heaven?
That's right. Come on. Come on.
Because, I mean, these are questions we need to ask ourselves. Who said that statement? Where did that statement come from? If it came from the Word of God, where at in the Word of God did that saying come from? I need to know. Amen. Because we need to understand what the will of God is. That's the thing. We got, people have said what they thought the will of God was instead of looking it up and studying it on our own. People have just accepted it. And I understand it to a certain extent because they believe in their pastor. They believe that he's studying and doing what he's supposed to, and maybe he doesn't have all the light in a subject or something like that. Amen. I'm not talking against anybody. I'm not. But if it's not saying what the Word of God is saying, then it's contrary to the Word of God, then I need to find out what the will of God is concerning it on my own then. Amen. And not just accept what everybody says to me. This is because I have never spoken on my own authority or of my what? Or as what? Amen. I love that. But the Father who sent me has himself given me orders concerning what? Amen. What to say and what to tell. And I know that his commandment is or means eternal life. So whatever I speak, I am saying what? Exactly. What my Father has told me to say and amen. And in accordance with what? His instructions. Amen. What's his instructions concerning healing, concerning victory, amen. Concerning prosperity, yep. Concerning deliverance? Yep. Amen. Amen. John, go over to John 15 or 5, about verse 19. We'll pull that up in Amplified. That's fun. John 5:19. Amplified, it says, so Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do what? Nothing. Of his own accord. But he is able to do only, amen. But he is able to do only, but he is able to do only amen. What he sees, what?
The Father doing.
For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way.
Yes.
Amen. We're reading these because I'm wanting to show you that Jesus went about doing what God's will was.
Amen.
Everybody agreed because he done said it in John, the first one, John, what was it, 14?
Yes.
Or 12, 49 and 50. Talked about doing what God told me. Now, right here, he's telling me I only do what God says do again, right? So this is just Jesus letting us know, look, I'm only doing what God's will is, what God wants me to do, because what God wants him to do is God's what?
Will.
It's pretty self-explanatory, right? Go to verse 30, please. I am able to do nothing from myself independently of my own accord, but only as I am taught by God and as I get his orders. Even as I hear, I judge, I decide as I am bidden to decide as the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. And my judgment is right, just righteous, because I do not seek or consult my own will. I do not seek or consult my own will. I do not seek or consult my own will. I do not seek or consult my own will.
Amen.
Who is saying this?
Jesus.
My own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. My own aim, my own purpose.
Amen.
But only what? So, I mean, this is three scriptures. You know, the Bible talks about in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established, right?
Yes.
So this is three.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. And he says, I don't do what is pleasing to I do not seek or consult my own will. And then he says, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. Who sent me? So he's doing around doing what God told him to do, right?
Amen.
Amen. Go to John 14, about verse 9, please. You can pull that up in the Amplified. That's fine. Actually, go back to, stay at John 5. Let's look it up. Look at it in the King James, please. 19 and 30 as well. Sorry. So, almost read it again. Amen. Okay. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Amen. Then go over to John 14, 9. We'll read 9 and 10. You can do the Amplified first, please. Jesus replied, Have I been with all of you for so long a time, and do you not recognize and know me yet, Philip? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say then, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord. But the Father who lives continually in me does his works, his own miracles, deeds of power. Amen. And then pull it up in the King James, please. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth what? Amen. He doeth the works. Right here it talks about anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, right? Yes. And that's because everything he does is what God told him to do, yes. Right? Yes. So he's just acting out what God told him to do. Correct. Everybody agree? Amen. If you want to see the works of God, look at Jesus. Yes, if you want to hear the words of God, listen to Jesus. Yes. Amen. Let's turn over to Luke 4, please. We'll start at 18. We can start in the CEV. Luke 4, 18. I was about to say, it's just one. I think you got it backwards. We made it. Amen. The Lord's Spirit has come to me because he has chosen me to tell the good news to the what? The Lord has sent me to announce freedom for prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to free everyone who what? Amen. Next. And to say, this is the year the Lord has chosen. Amen. I looked that word suffer up right there at the end, and it means to experience or be subject to something bad or unpleasant. Amen. It means to be affected by or subject to something. Amen. And then the verbs from it are ache, be in pain, be racked with pain, endure agony, be distressed, be miserable, be afflicted by, and then to tolerate, put up with, and to bear. That's what suffer means. It means to ache, be in pain, be racked with pain, endure agony, be distressed, be miserable. to tolerate something. And that's what a lot of times, that's what a lot of people do. They just tolerate the pain. I know some, because I used to do the same thing. All right, so I'll tell on myself. But I've heard people start talking about like their pain, right? And so then it becomes a competition. Yeah, well, I've had this for a long time. I mean, every time the weather changes, I can tell you a few days in advance. People brag about it. They enjoy it. Why would I tolerate that? Whenever Jesus took stripes on his back to take that for me, but yet I want to tolerate it because it sounds good or it's just amusing. Amen. I'm talking to myself. Amen. I can see by the way y'all are looking. Amen. And then guys will start talking about, you know, I've had this done to my hand. Yeah, well, I've had this to my foot and my other knee. Yeah, well, I had, you know, my back's been blown out. Well, I don't have any disc. Well, I don't have any cartilage. Well, I don't have any of this. And every time I move, it's just bone on bone. Well, why am I sitting here just constantly telling somebody else about it?
Come on.
At that point, I believe more in that than I do the healing power of God. Amen. Because the more, whatever I'm talking about, it's actually what I believe in.
That's right.
Amen.
So if I'm not sitting here talking about healing and how God delivered me, how my body is healed and whole from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, how God has created new parts in my body that were destroyed. I've told y'all before, but, you know, I had a few knee surgeries, and then that last one, Chelsea went with me. What are those guys called that do the surgery? Something like, yeah, whatever they are. He sat there and told me, he said, look, you ain't got any cartilage in your knee anymore. None. He said, it's just bone on bone now. He said, so you're going to need a knee replacement. You're going to have to get it replaced because all it is bone on bone. That's all you got. Didn't he say it? He told me that. She was there sitting there right there with me. And I said, no. He said, well, and he even got this knee that they do the knee replacement with, got it out and showed me, said, you're going to have to do this. Do you want to start talking about it? I said, no, that does not belong to me.
Amen.
And it's been a few years now. But in October, when we went to a meeting and, it was actually old time camp meeting in Oklahoma. And Dad was preaching. And then at the end, he said, there's an angel here for somebody that needs some new cartilage in their knee. Well, obviously, I jumped up immediately.
Amen.
And I've been running ever since.
Amen.
Ever since.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. But y'all didn't hear me running around whining about bone on bone. And it hurts to move. And every time my knee's just dragging on itself. Why? Because I believe more in the power of God. Even though I didn't receive it right away, I still stood on the promises that belonged to me.
Amen.
It belongs to me. And I shouldn't even say a promise, really, because it's not really promised to me. God did it, so it belongs to me. It just belongs to me because Jesus said, you know what? I'll take all the sickness and disease away from you. That way you don't have to deal with it. I'll take it so you don't have to. Amen. And so let Jesus do that for you and just receive your healing regardless of what we've been taught. Put that aside and look and see what the Word of God says concerning healing for your body. Well, I don't have all the faith for it. Use the faith you have right now then. Don't keep saying, well, I need more faith. I need more faith. What are we doing with the faith we have then? Because if I'm constantly saying I need more faith, then I'm going to be way over there before I even start believing God for anything.
Amen.
Don't let Satan keep convincing you you don't have enough faith. You don't have enough faith. Use the faith you have. Use it and stand on it. And don't move and don't waver from it.
Amen.
I heard a guy say, you know, believe in God. He said, some people say that he's just kind of off in left field. He puts his standards too high. He said, well, I'd much rather have my standards all the way up here and hit half of them than keeping them down here and hitting all of them.
Yeah.
Amen. And that should be for all of us. Amen. We should be shooting for the moon. If we don't hit the moon and we're just below it, amen, we're almost there. But don't set them down here and get them every day. Amen. Amen. Go back to verse 18, please. The Lord has sent me to announce what? It says, the Lord has sent me to announce what?
Freedom.
For who?
Prisoners.
What does sickness do? Hallelujah. See, it's not just actual, it could be actual jail cells.
Yes.
But it also could be sickness. It could be depression. Amen. The Lord has sent me to announce. That's what Jesus is sitting there telling me. He says, look, God sent me here to announce freedom. Freedom from any prison that's trying to hold you captive. Freedom from any prison that's trying to hold you captive. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. And we already read where Jesus didn't just show up talking about what he wanted to talk about.
Amen.
He only talked about what God wanted him to say. Because he wanted it to get over to his kids. Say, that's me.
That's me.
Amen. The Lord has sent me to announce, to let them know freedom for prisoners. Amen. Sight to the blind for everyone. Amen. And he also chose me to tell the good news to who?
Poor.
Amen. What would be good news to the poor? Don't have to be poor anymore. According to the word of God, according to what Jesus did on the cross, not only did he take your sickness and disease, he also took the lack.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't need to... When I looked up those verbs and I started seeing the words like to tolerate, to put up with, how long have we done that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's just a little old head cold. I can deal with it. Why? Why? I also heard Brother Hagin said, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities to be sick. He said, it was actually an interview on TBN. They asked him, they said, have you ever been sick before? He said, well, I've had sickness try to fasten its hands on me. He said, but by the evening, the sickness was always gone. So I've never been sick a day.
Amen.
He said, sickness would show up. He said, but by the end of the night, the sickness would always be gone. Well, what would he do? Start taking vitamins. He'd call all his friends and tell them how he's feeling. He got what the word, what God said about concerning his healing. That's the thing. He found out what the word of God said concerning his healing, and he stood on it and would not waver from it, regardless of what the symptoms were and how he felt. Amen. Turn over to Acts 10, please. Acts 10, 38, King James is fine. I'm going to read suffer to y'all one more time. It's experience or be subject to something bad or unpleasant. That's what suffer means. Amen. And we don't have to suffer.
Amen.
Amen. Should have heard a way better amen than that.
Amen.
We don't have to suffer. Amen. Acts 10:38 is Jesus talking again, right? Yeah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were what?
Oppressed.
For God was what? Jesus didn't say that. Sorry, go back. And how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen.
Yes.
Who went, if you have a Bible, I would underline this, who went about doing what?
Good.
And making everybody sick, because God is trying to teach them a lesson. Because God wants them, you know, they messed up a little bit, and God just wants to show them, look, you got to do better.
No.
That's what's been taught.
Yes, sir.
Because God wants to teach them a lesson.
No.
Well, what's the lesson? And that's my other question. Whenever people say, well, God might have something in it for you, you know, for either patience or teach you a lesson. Okay, everyone that said that, what, number one, what was the lesson?
Yeah.
And do they know the lesson?
Yes.
Yet they'll sit there and say, well, God might be trying to teach me a lesson. What's the lesson? Because if I knew what the lesson was, I would understand it real quickly. That way the sickness would be gone. And so how long have them people been sick with that, trying to learn the lesson?
Amen. Come on. Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who went about doing what? Bad?
No.
You know, going about telling everybody, look, I hope you make it. We'll find out. Hopefully you're a good enough Christian, you know, that you'll have an okay life. Maybe. Well, I hope you're living right. Well, I hope you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's what amen. That's what some Christian people say to other people. Why? Did God say it?
No.
Then why do we think we have the authority or the right to come up with it? And to tell somebody else that if God never said it.
Right.
Who went about doing what?
Good.
Good. And what?
Healing all.
Healing all. Say all. I mean, these right here are just places I would start making mental notes. I'd be highlighting, circling, putting arrows, putting everything I could beside who went about doing good. Because whoever said God's out to get you, that does not agree. And also, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, I have a question. Right there it says that God heals everybody. Amen. But why did Uncle Charlie die? I don't know. I'm not God. I know what the Word of God says concerning healing. And I know if I stand in faith concerning what the Word of God says, then I will receive my healing. And I understand that. I don't know what happened to Uncle Charlie. This one guy asked this minister, he said, well, you know, you're talking about healing, but what about Uncle Charlie? And he just looked at him and said, well, what did Uncle Charlie want? Because this guy was like, you know, I prayed for Uncle Charlie to be healed, get up out of the deathbed and live and not die. But Uncle Charlie died. And so he looked at him and said, well, what did Uncle Charlie want? Well, he wanted to go on home. Well, then your prayer of faith ain't going to do nothing to it, because Uncle Charlie wants something else and you're trying to pray for Uncle Charlie on something else. What does Uncle Charlie want? Not only that, what is Uncle Charlie saying when I'm not with Uncle Charlie? See, when we're right here and we're agreeing, yes, I believe in healing and I believe I received it. When I leave, what is Uncle Charlie saying? Well, I hope I get healed. Will he receive his healing? Because now he's not in faith. Now he's just kind of hoping. He doesn't really believe he received it already, because he just said, I hope I receive it. Well, I hope I'll get it. Well, I need a miracle today. Just stand on the Word of God and watch the Word of God do what it needs to do in your life. Stop saying, I need a miracle. Do what the Word of God says do, and you'll see stuff happen in your life. I don't know where that came from either. People just talking about, I need a miracle today. Well, do what the Word of God says do, and your life will change.
Yes,
amen. That's just that simple. It is. You know, we're just throwing words out like, God, do a miracle. Well, do what he asked. Do what he said. If he says use faith for healing, stand on faith. Don't waver from it. Say, I receive what the word of God says concerning my body. Sickness, you have no authority in my life. I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus and stay with it and don't move. Don't move. Stay with it. Regardless of the symptom. Regardless of how you feel. Amen. It's almost like just a like that little magic. Y'all remember the eight ball you could shake up and ask it questions? What, am I going to win $1 million? No. It said yes. That's what a lot of people use. Well, I need a miracle like. I need a miracle, God. Well, what did the word of God say concerning healing? I don't know. Well, why don't you find out what it says concerning healing?
Yes.
What does the word of God say about victory? Well, I don't know. Well, why don't we find out what the word of God says concerning victory?
Yes.
Amen. Sorry, I just get excited sometimes. Amen. He went about doing what? Does it say bad?
No.
Anywhere in that, does it say that Jesus went about just choke slamming people? Because they got on his nerves. He went about condemning everybody. Because you know, I've seen where your car was parked at. I can't believe you'd be living like that. Who are you?
That's right.
I mean, if you focused on yourself as much as you did everybody else, you'd be perfect. I'll tell you that. There's this one lady was telling this minister, you know, guess I seen so-and-so's car out there at the railroad tracks at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They looked at her and said, well, what was you doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Amen.
It's funny. Oh, people are funny. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Oppressed, I looked it up. It means to exercise harsh control over one. Depressed, burdened with imposition. Oh, I can't read. Yeah, I think it's what I wrote. I wrote it too small and just really went like that. So I don't know what I wrote. So I'll read the first one again. To exercise harsh control over one. Amen. Oppressed. That's what being oppressed is. To exercise harsh control over one. Amen. And whenever we just allow Satan's, even if it's a headache or something, I was actually talking to Zoe the other day, or the youngest daughter, and sometimes whenever she does the woman deal monthly, she gets pretty bad cramps. She really does. Like it puts her down for a little bit. And so I was just talking to her about this. I said, well, what can God do concerning those cramps then? I mean, I understand y'all have to go through this as ladies, but do you have to have that severe of pain?
No.
Not at all. I understand that's still part of a woman's thing to go through that. I understand that. But to have such harsh pain to where it puts you in bed for a few days? No. That doesn't belong to you. And you need to speak over that. You know, we're trying to, you want to teach your kids, amen, but trying to show them the word at the same time. Amen. Let's go over to James, please. 1:17. We can look at that in the King James. James 1:7. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from Satan, because he's the one that's actually trying to help you out. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? And cometh what? With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'd make a mental note of that. Amen. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. So sickness, defeat, calamity can't come from God then, can it? Because is sickness, defeat, is that a good gift or a perfect gift? We're talking about, where does sickness come from? What's God's will concerning sickness? Amen? Right? Because if it's not a good and perfect gift that comes from above, sickness, I don't believe, is a good gift, because that hinders you. It keeps you in bed. It gives you pain. It makes you spend all of your money because you're going to see doctors and things like that. Right? So every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. So then this rules out that God sends sickness. This rules out that God sends earthquakes, storms, hurricanes, famine. Any of those that he uses those to teach us something. Right. Or so that our patience will grow, which I don't understand how that'd make you have patience. Right. Yeah. I don't get that. Moving on. Because obviously James 1:17 says every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? And cometh down from the Father. Yeah. From the Father. So is any kind of sickness or disease good?
No.
We need to get that established in our life. We need to understand that, where sickness comes from. We need to understand where sickness comes from. Because a lot of times people don't truly understand where sickness comes from. That's why they continually deal with it in their life. Because they're not sure if God gave it to them or not. But once we find out where sickness and disease and calamity and all that comes from, then we won't allow it in our lives. We won't allow it even in our door. We will deal with it quickly. The reason we put up with it for so long, because we're not really sure if that's from God or not, or if God can heal it. That's the reason we put up with it for so long. We're unsure. Amen. This is really helping me this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We already read Acts 10:38, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Which, you know, every good and perfect gift, it talks, every good and perfect gift comes from God above, right? And I wrote down, after I wrote that about the sickness and all that, I wrote down not only that, but in Acts 10:38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and making people sick.
No.
What'd he do?
No.
Doing good and healing all, A-double-L, right? All that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. So that also lets us know that sickness isn't from God. Sickness is not a good thing. Amen. Turn over to Matthew 8, please. Matthew 8, about verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me what?
Clean.
And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, no. This is God's will for your life, because there was some dark sin that you had that nobody knew, but you know. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, ooh, I don't know if God can do this. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying what? Who is Jesus talking after? So then what's God's will concerning sickness? Here's one great example. Because he says, I only say what I hear the Father. And right here he said, and the leper said, will you heal me? Didn't he? He asked him, will you? He said, I will. Be thou cleansed. So that just throws a whole monkey wrench into the theory of it's not God's will to heal everybody. Amen. Amen. Jesus put forth his hand saying that. Amen. I put down whenever Jesus put forth his hand and saying God wanted to teach you patience. So just be patient and maybe someday you'll receive your healing. Yeah. You have some dark sin in your life. God wants to teach you a lesson. So learn your lesson and maybe eventually God will heal you if it's his will. I wrote that. I found that amusing. And then I wrote, no, Jesus never said that. And no man has the right to speak like that in his name. Amen. Amen. No man has the right to speak like that in his name. Amen. Luke 13:16. Turn over there, please. King James is fine. Luke 13:16. And ought not this woman, being a what?
Daughter.
Whom Jesus has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosened from this bond on the Sabbath day. Go back, please. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Jesus has bound,
no.
Who bound her?
Satan.
Does it say God did it?
No.
So is he letting us know who did it? Not only that, it's saying a daughter of Abraham, so she obviously had a covenant, right?
Yes.
I'm not this woman being a daughter of Abraham who Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. Daughter of Abraham. Amen. I already asked you this, but who did Jesus say bound the woman? God or Satan?
Satan.
So we understand where that sickness came from, or whatever was going on with her, yes. Who was bound? This woman, amen. So Satan did it. Amen. Look at Mark 16:17 real fast, please. Luke 16:17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. This commissions to believers before Jesus commissioned this to believers before he ascended to heaven also proves that healing comes from God, not sickness. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on what? And they might recover.
No.
If it's God's will.
No.
Have you ever read anywhere in the Word of God where it says, if it's God's will, you will be healed?
No.
Nobody. No. We haven't read it because it's not in there where it talks about if it's God's will, you will receive your healing. The only time if it's God's will was Jesus whenever he said, if this cup could be passed from me. Because he understood what was coming.
Yes.
Amen. And it just fleshly. That's all it was. He's like, if there's another way, let's try to figure it out real fast.
Yeah.
Amen. But thank God he did that for each and every one of us. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what?
Recover.
Who is they? Just preachers?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Each and every one of us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall.
Yeah.
There's no question mark or anything in that sentence.
Right.
It says they shall, pretty much saying they will recover, which is the strongest term in the English language. Amen. Go over to Mark 4 real fast, please. Mark 4, 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awaken him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perished? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, right? To find out God's will in this situation, we need to find out what Jesus said. What did he say? Amen. He said, Peace be still. He rebuked the storm. He rebuked the storm. So was that God's will? Not the storm. I'm talking about what Jesus did. Was that God's will?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because it was about to kill him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so why would Jesus rebuke something if God sent the storm?
Yes.
If God sent the storm, why would he be trying to rebuke what his father sent?
Come on now.
To try to teach him something. That don't make any sense to me. At all. And hopefully it doesn't make any sense to you. Amen. So, amen. I'm going to stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. Did y'all get anything? I did. Absolutely, I did. Amen.